Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is spirit and flesh. I know that the scripture says, walk in the spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I want to talk about that a little bit today. The spirit and the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 kind of lays it all out. It says, now the fruit of the spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, temperance, self-control. Against such there is no law. It also says in Galatians 5, the deeds of the flesh, and you can read them there, they're a whole bunch of bad things. Religion teaches us to try not to walk in the flesh. We're not supposed to walk in jealousy or pride or murder or lasciviousness or evil. And so we strive not to do those things. Isn't that strange that we would have to strive not to do them? They're so ingrained in us. They're so part of our fallen nature that it just comes out. Do you lie because you're a liar? Or are you a liar because you lie? That got me thinking. If inside of me I'm already a liar, then it's just going to come out of me that I'm going to lie. Jesus said it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles it. It was what comes out. From a good heart, a good man, good will proceed out of his mouth. From an evil person, evil will come out. And so I see the flesh as something inside of us that we strive and strive to put down. And I learned recently that I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to strive to do anything. What I have to do is walk in the Spirit. And that's a choice. If I choose to walk in the Spirit, I won't have to strive with the flesh. I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh if I'm walking in the Spirit. Think about that. If you are walking in the Spirit, you're not walking in the flesh. They cannot occupy the same place at the same time. You're either in one or the other. And I kind of see it like a faucet. You know, you got hot water and you got cold water. You turn the faucet to the left or the right and you get the hot or the cold. We human beings are kind of the same way. We've got two natures. We have a nature of flesh and a nature of the spirit when we're born again. And that born again experience gives us a new nature and a new creation that we are. And we can choose to walk in that spirit. And we can say, Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Let me have life and peace and joy in him, and let me walk with you above my evil nature into the righteousness of God and the fullness of your Spirit, and let me manifest the love and the peace and the joy and the long-suffering and all of the character of my Heavenly Father. After all, didn't he make us in his likeness and his image to start with, and we lost it because of sin? And he puts it back because of the new nature and the being saved. And now we have a choice to walk in it. So think about it today, that as you go through life, you can choose to walk in God's Spirit. And the good news about that is you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Selah. God bless you. And have a great day.